This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. Don't forget we're on Twitter at Captain's America, and you can check out our website too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and going on the telephone long distance all the way out there to California, here he is, the man, the myth, the legend, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
Hey, thank you, Captain. Hello to everybody.
Yep, they're still on the porch. They haven't gone anywhere, although they did go in early. I don't know why. I guess you were watching a basketball game or something. Who knows? But anyway, okay, guys, I'll see you. Take care. Have a nice night. Bye. Bye. Okay, there they go. They left town to never be seen again before. Oh, anyway. Okay. Well, are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
Of the United States.
Of America.
And to the Republic. For which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible. With liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I want to give a special shout-out to my pal Mike Gallagher, nationally syndicated talk radio host, whose studio is right around the corner from where I'm sitting here, about 30 feet away. I was on his program yesterday for about 5 minutes or so, talking about the trucker's convoy. He's on his way now up to catch up to the trucker's convoy in Hagerstown, Maryland, and get some interviews for his program for Monday. But we appreciate any time we can get on there with Mike, and we gave everybody some great information because he did not know. He thought the convoy was over and done with because the mainstream media has been keeping all this stuff quiet.
Well, that's right. That's right. So people and need to know, and you're helping to get the word out. Absolutely.
And the thing of it is as much as a lot of these people mean well with the internet stuff, and, well, it's on the internet, I got it on my blog, my website. Well, if you've only got 35 people watching it or reading it, or 100 people watching it or reading it, and these radio shows have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 million, and in the case of Mike Gallagher, he has almost 5 million listeners a day. We're up to a million, million and a half, something like that, by the numbers that we keep seeing, especially on the internet. If you don't have that type of an audience, nobody's ever going to know it.
Well, right. Well, I am glad you were able to talk with Mike Gallagher about this. And, you know, Captain, I think there is one question, though. A lot of people are wondering, the drivers themselves, are all of them union drivers, or are they owner-operator independents?
Well, there's very few, if any, union drivers involved in this because the union does not support this movement. Now, there are a lot of independent drivers, a lot of owner-operators, because they are hurt the worst when it comes to the high price of fuel and all the different rules and regulations and whatnot, because the union drivers get paid pretty much for everything they do on or off duty. That's all part of their contractual agreement. The owner-operators, on the other hand, do not, and the independent drivers do not. They are always at the bottom end of the barrel. So that's the difference.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Yes, well, and, you know, because there are a lot of, it's just not a whole lot of good information that's out there. So that's why going on my Gallagher's program and telling everybody here, that makes all the difference.
Yeah, and the best thing about being an independent or an owner-operator is you are your own boss. You answer to nobody.
Right, exactly.
Yep.
And what's more American than that,
yep.
You know, when you're out doing your own thing and be your own boss.
Yep, and I had 9 trucks, and I treated all my drivers like they were family until they proved themselves to be something different. But I didn't have that many problems. My wife ran the company, and I ran my fire department. All right.
That's right.
All right, here we go. Lieutenant General Kellogg, who we had on the program, I'm going to probably bring him back again because he's still doing a lot of interviews. He said that the United States could enforce a no-fly zone over the Ukraine under UN cover.
Yeah, very interesting. And because obviously I think a lot of people around the country, around the world are wondering when is the UN or what role can the UN play? We've always seen things like this happen, or at least the UN begin to step in and take action in different kinds of regional conflicts, things like that, and other larger conflicts, by the way. But that being said, yes, that would be a possibility. But, Captain, what do you think the possibility would be of Vladimir Putin then trying to expand the war, perhaps to his own detriment, but do you think he would try to expand the war?
I think he'd try to do anything he could to keep the upper hand. Regardless of what the circumstances would be, expanding the war would only be a part of it.
Yes.
But he would be a damn fool to do that, because if you go up against NATO, you're no longer going up against one country or even two. You're going up against 30.
Exactly. Well, the ideas, of course, of him being possibly more erratic and so forth, if he goes into the nuclear option, which hopefully that's a far, far away escalation at this point, then it could, all bets could be off for that, too. Just depends on where he's coming from.
Well, that's true. Hold that thought, folks. We're going to break. Then we're coming back from our break. And we got more on the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm talking with the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. When we come back, we're going to talk about the purge that little Vladimir Putin did to his own country yesterday.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
I'm a police officer. I have been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case in Atlanta, the officer follows protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 and a shotgun, and wreak havoc. Mm-hmm. The officer had every right to protect himself.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Overnight from 2 to 6.
There you go. Thank you very much. That's our friendly police sergeant up there in Atlanta who's probably listening right now if he's working. And we remembered that. We showcased that as part of our promos here on the radio show. And we really appreciate him and all the police officers that are working tonight, all of them. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. That would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team, who have put together just a remarkable company with a product that will help you if you are in pain or if you have swelling or if you have inflammation in any part of your body where you're not really getting any results, and the stuff they want to give you is narcotics and it makes you feel dizzy and nauseous and all that. Well, here's something that's natural that works like a charm. It's called Relief Factor. I personally have been taking it for more than 7 years, and it works for me because of what's in it. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation to lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going on. And best part about it is it goes right straight to the source. Now, it's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins that your body needs to have, too. So go to the website they gave me, ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain, one more time, ReliefFactor.com/captain, and you will see the 1995 3-week quick start. That's what you do. You take that to get started. There is no club to join. There's no other extra add-on charges, none of that stuff, because I'm not doing that. You just buy the product and away you go. 1995 gets it all started with the 3-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. Because after all, what do you got to lose but pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right, Captain.
Now, you had some really good news you were all excited about. What was it?
Oh, well, I'm just, it's spring break time, and our daughter's coming home for spring break.
I'm coming home. Oh, yeah.
Exactly, yeah, so we're very happy about that. We missed her, and we get a chance to spend some time with her.
Well, she's getting out of that liberal bastion she's in Boston, too.
In Boston.
Jeez.
Yeah.
All right, well, Putin's purge. The Russian government reportedly cut the citizens off from social media, a.k.a. Facebook, as the war on information rages. Putin is trying to clamp down on what the people are going to hear so that they can't get out of the street and protest and say, oh, look what you're doing.
Well, that's right. We keep hearing, Captain, how Putin would like to bring the borders of the Soviet Union back,
where
it used to be, and this kind of thing. Well, these are the same kinds of tactics. Facebook, obviously, social media didn't exist back during the Soviet Union proper, before it collapsed in the late 1980s. But that being said, he's trying to employ the same kinds of tactics. They lied to their people then, and they want to lie to their people now. So it's very illustrative of exactly the kind of thing that would come across these different countries that he has his eye on, or this kind of authoritarianism, whether it comes from Putin, whether it comes from communist China, or what have you.
Now, pay attention, folks. There'll be a quiz at the end of the show. Americans yesterday saw the biggest single-day jump in gas prices in years amid this Russia-Ukraine war. Now, I personally bought gas yesterday morning on the way back from the radio station to my house. It was $3.59 a gallon. That was a new established low price in my area. I filled my vehicle up. I put a little bit more than 10 gallons in, which is all I could get in. And as a result, I filled it up and went home and didn't think anything of it. Well, when I got up to go out and grab a little something for lunch, after I was on the Mike Gallagher show, the gasoline prices were up from $3.59 to $3.79. And the reason for that is because of what happened to oil. Are you ready, Kyle?
Yep.
West Texas crude is now at $115.68 a barrel, the highest it's been in 17 years. Brent crude.
No, I just say that is just completely unbelievable. Yeah.
Brent crude is now $118.11. Same scenario there. Now, the futures of oil 1 year out are at $133 a barrel.
Wow.
Now, wait till you hear this one. The wholesale price of gasoline coming out of the refinery with the federal tax on, but not the state and the local and all that stuff, and less delivery charges, I might add, is $3.54 a gallon. You've got $4 a gallon gas, it sounds like it's going to be just about everywhere, coming very soon. Diesel, sit down, guys and gals, $3.78 a gallon.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, again, how are the American people and the American trucker going to pallet this, Captain? It just doesn't.
Well, remember, stupid Bill Biden, Obama Biden Joe yesterday or the day before says, well, they're going to have to roll back their prices. They're going to have to keep things in line, cut their costs. The number one cost you got, for God's sake, is fuel. How the hell are you going to cut it when it keeps going up? What an idiot.
Well, I think most of the American people don't look to Joe Biden at all for any kind of business advice.
He is not a businessman, never has been, never will be.
Well, that's right. Well, Captain.
And neither is Jennifer Grantham either, his energy secretary.
Right. Oh, yeah. Well, the gas prices in
my
area.
And then there's Buttigieg.
Right.
What a dope.
Well, they all have the same kind of basic goofy message. And nobody believes it because they're not on the ground where real people live and have to deal with the gas prices. For example, Captain, in my area, over a 24-hour period, gas was $4.89. The day later, as I drove by the same gas station, $5.19.
Sure, went up 30 cents.
That's right. So these are huge increases, and it's only going to keep going up.
Yep.
And so now, I mean, if you think $5.19, well, now think $5.40, $5.45, $6 a gallon. Where does it end for people to start making very different decisions about where they're spending their money? And, Captain, one of the things that we're going to be on the lookout for, and I hate to say it because it's bad for America, but be on the lookout for recession.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yes.
It's coming. They can't get this under control. And I don't see them getting oil under control at all, period. I don't care how much. Okay, there's only two ways you can do it. Number one is to flood the market with oil. Who's going to be the country that's going to do that?
Well, it should be us.
But, yeah. Number two is to drill, baby, drill. And produce, right. produce. Process. Get as much gasoline out there as you can get out there, flood the market.
Well, but, Captain, didn't the Biden administration just spring 30 million barrels of oil?
60 million.
Petroleum, 60, well, whatever.
Yeah, that was a two-day supply.
Yes, exactly. And but they say these things. See, this is where the key is.
Because they think you're stupid enough to believe it.
Yeah, to say, oh, good, well, they're fixing the problem. Oh, they're releasing barrels.
They think you're stupid enough to believe what they're telling you.
Right. Exactly. And they don't think you'll ever go really check it out. Meanwhile, Iran gets their nuclear deal, oil goes through the roof, and then Buttigieg can sit there and tell you, well,
all of our enemies are making a fortune while we are paying for it. Think about that for a minute.
Right.
And I use the word enemies.
And we're making them rich.
Yeah. Iran is not our friend. Russia is not our friend.
Nope.
China is not our friend.
Nope.
Oh, who might even out of the equation? Oh, Venezuela and Brazil. Venezuela might be our friend, but Brazil certainly isn't.
Well, all these things put together, Captain, are really do spell disaster. What we see happening in Ukraine, that's a prime focus right now, of course. But these other things having to do with energy, having to do with America's ability to lead in the world, all these things happening at one time. And, of course, China likely going to move against Taiwan in the near future, not next week perhaps, but sooner than later.
And we need to get Donald Trump back if we can possibly get him back in office. However, the New York State Attorney General's office and the January 6th committee is trying their very best to get him destroyed so that he won't be able to come back. We'll see what happens, but that is, in fact, what's going on right now.
Right.
Hold that thought. Moshe's coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Don't think it's not because Jeff thinks so. And when Jeff talks, everybody listens. Right, Jeff? Where are you? He's coming. He's on the way to the door. Here he comes. He's coming.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Kremlin says it's not likely any documents will be signed soon following more talks with Ukraine. Those discussions ended without a ceasefire deal. Russian President Vladimir Putin says a third round of talks between his country and Ukraine will happen over the weekend. As Russian soldiers continue their march closer to the capital city of Kyiv in Ukraine, there continues to be a push by some for a no-fly zone over Ukraine, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby rejecting that notion and reminding everyone on Friday,
U.S. troops are not going to be fighting in Ukraine. That includes in the skies.
Friday's jobs report is revealing some disappointing news. Average hourly earnings rose only by 1 cent last month. The Bureau of Labor Statistics says that figure now stands at $31.58. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right. We cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com.
Coast to coast and around the world, the torch of freedom shines brightly in the overnights at the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruth.
All righty. Thank you very much, Jeff and Sarasota. Appreciate that. And we are back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow.com. Now, if you want to help out a true American patriot who's pretty much been banned from social media, except for his own FrankSpeech.com, which is where you can find him, FrankSpeech.com, you need to check out his website, MyPillow.com. You'll save a lot of money over there, especially if you go to the Radio Listener Specials page, which is a page built within the MyPillow.com website. There's a little box link there. You'll see it. It's all lit up and whatnot. You'll be able to double-click on it, and boom, away you go. Now, when you get in over there to that page, you'll see around 150 items marked down ridiculously. 50% off, 67% off, 75% off, buy one, get one, a whole bunch of that stuff in there. All you got to do is if you want to buy it, you got to have a promo code to get the price. The promo code will always be CAPTAIN. One word, CAPTAIN. Go over there, check it out. You'll be glad you did, believe me. By the way, you have a 60-day return policy. Anything that you buy, if it's not what you think it's supposed to be, send it back, no questions asked, 60 days. But the promo code is CAPTAIN. The telephone number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Specials page, promo code CAPTAIN. Phone number 800-641-5459. 800-641-5449. Let's see. I'll do that again. 800-641-5459. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, along comes the battle for Kyiv in the Ukraine. I believe that that's going to decide the course of the war. And Russia may, in fact, lose if they can't get in there and just beat the heck out of these Ukrainians and take control of the country. They are not having a good time of it.
They are not. I think, Captain, the original plan, in a nutshell, was to blitzkrieg in, take Kyiv, and then obviously destroy the government, decapitate it. Hate to say, they would obviously have wanted to kill Zelensky because he was
still in the country. That's what they want to do.
And they believed it would fall and it would be over in a very, very short period of time. But that hasn't happened, and that's not going to happen perhaps anytime soon. But certainly, even if Kyiv would fall, they're still going to have resistance across the country for a long period of time.
Now, a very definitive moment in American history happened yesterday at the U.S. Supreme Court. The U.S. Supreme Court yesterday reinstated the murder charge decision and the execution of the convicted Boston Marathon bomber, Dohar Tsarnaev. Now, he got the death sentence for his role in the 2013 attack that killed three people, wounded more than 260 others. They ruled in favor of the Supreme Court, that is, of the federal government, 6-3. Good riddance. Good luck. See ya.
Yeah, this is a great. You know, obviously this person is a monster and they needed to be on death row.
Yep. Now, here's the other thing. Russia's telecommunications regulator, Rakhmon Mazur, has decided to block, we talked about this earlier, has decided to block access to Facebook and TikTok. State-run news agency reported that on Friday. I think I told you the other one was, what did I tell you? It wasn't TikTok.
It was Twitter. It's Twitter and Facebook as well.
All right, but yeah. They seem to add another one. By the way, also, just when you say it can't happen, the government in the United States grew, in terms of employees, by 24,000 employees in February. Now, this is according to the numbers released yesterday by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. In January, the government employed 22,174,000. At the end of February, that number increased to 22,198,000. So, consequently, there's your 24,000 increase.
Right. And, you know, how are people going to, you know, feel about that is just in the general context of where everything's headed right now. It's, you know, well, and but there are jobs out there for people who want them. But for some reason, Captain, a lot of people don't want them. And that's becoming a big concern.
Well, Internal Revenue is hiring 10,000 people.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Because of the backlog they have. They're still trying to do tax returns from last year.
Exactly. Exactly. Things are kind of messed up, you know, unfortunately, and whether it's because of the pandemic or what, but getting back on track is in some ways proving very difficult.
Now, supporting the Ukrainian humanitarian aid effort isn't just lip service for Mia Kunis and her husband, Ashton Kutcher, a couple of actors, obviously. They kicked in $3 million of their own money so far. Their goal is to raise $30 million online for the Ukraine relief efforts. Of course, she is a Ukrainian who came to the United States.
That's right. Yeah, she was born in Ukraine in 1983, came to America in 1991. She says, I have always considered myself an American, a proud American. I love everything that this country has done for myself and my family. But she says, but today I've never been more proud to be a Ukrainian. And, of course, in many ways, Captain, all of us are Ukrainians at this point, trying to be very, very sympathetic to what's happening there. But they are matching the donations and so forth, I believe, up to $3 million. And they're trying to raise more, as you said. So this is a time when obviously people are coming together. And it's good that they're doing this. So kudos to them.
Now, what do you think about the labor market adding some 678,000 jobs in February, driving the unemployment rate down to 3.8% from 4% in January, the lowest level since the start of the pandemic? Now, the problem is the wage gains that were made have now been stalled after these historic job gains because they're being wiped out by high inflation.
Well, that's right. And so obviously, what's the next step? You know, when the president even called for the raising of the minimum wage to $15 in the State of the Union, is that the answer, or is the answer to trying to get inflation under control as jobs become more plentiful?
They don't know how to get inflation under control. We do.
We do. Of course we do.
They don't.
The answer right here. That's right.
They don't.
Exactly.
Yeah, they don't.
Well, and it begs the question, why don't they want to do these things? Is it just to spite many of the policies that were in place prior to the Biden administration?
It is.
Or is it to also say, well, look, go get an electric car because we have this lobby from the squad and the far left and all this. You know, it's not leadership. And President Biden, he could go down in history, Captain, if he just grabbed the bull by the horns and say, this is what we're going to do to get through this crisis. He would actually raise his stature for history, but he's not going to do that.
Now, I want to take this opportunity to thank the audience for once again bestowing some honors upon us that they didn't even know they did. I have a podcast, as you do too, right?
Right.
And my podcast is available on every one of my radio station affiliates, as well as my syndicator's website, GCN Live, as well as my other network that I'm on. You can find it over there. My flagship station, TheAnswerTampa.com, and my website, TheCaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. But our podcast is always in the top five of the category we're in, which is called Conservative Right. We're number one, number two, number three, number four, number five. It goes back and forth. One day we'll be five. Next day we'll be three. One day we'll be four. Next day we'll be two. One day we'll be three. Then we'll be one. But it goes back and forth. So we're always in that upper echelon. And I want to thank the people so very much for keeping us there all the time, and for having confidence in us and our ability to be able to tell the people the truth about what's going on out there.
Yes, it is our honor, absolutely, to be able to bring this show. It really is something, Captain, and we appreciate everybody out there who's listening, downloads the podcast, supports the program, supports the advertisers. All those things go together, and we're going to keep doing it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Right.
We got big, well, I won't call it big plans. We have some interesting things going to be happening in the future here. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to jinx myself, but there are some more stations coming on board, and we'll be doing some more things around when it comes to events and whatnot. Of course, this is a political year, so you know what that means, right, Kyle?
Oh, that's right.
Put
yes.
your travel shoes on.
That's right.
Yep, we'll be doing a lot of live broadcasting from some of these political events, and I'll get into all that a little bit later. But anyway, hold the fort there, Kyle, and folks, you hang on, because we are coming back with more the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We're going to take a look and see if the weather has changed, and it looks like it has a little bit. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Coast to coast and around the world, the torch of freedom shines brightly in the overnights at the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brute.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Smith 44 years ago at the Texas Jam. And yep, you heard me right. 44 years ago at the Texas Jam, Walking the Dog. Kyle, that was a hit way back when. I remember it very well.
Well, that's right. Yeah, it released back in, I think, 1973. So kind of a really early song for Aerosmith, but yeah, pretty cool.
Well, they copied it. It was not their original tune, but that's okay. They did a good job. And, you know, you watch the group perform it, and it's just they got energy that they still got today. They still got the same energy. Okay, Kyle, take it away. What's going on with the weather out west?
All right, folks, here in this hour of the Trucker Highway and Byway Report, we're going to tell you about some of the snow that we see actively dropping right now. This is going to be in Montana. This is going to be on I-90. It's going to be around the Park City area, so you want to be aware of that. This is going to be outside of Billings. And also, as you continue down I-90, you're definitely going to encounter more snow as you pass the Hardin, go south of Hardin. Also, as you get onto Highway 212 from I-90. You've definitely got snow coming across the road there as well. Also, real big trouble spot tonight, Cheyenne, Wyoming. This is going to head all the way up I-25 south of Casper. Also, some snow just outside of Casper as well, but a lot of mixture of snow, sleet, and rain as you head down I-25 towards Cheyenne, and as you head west out I-80 towards Laramie and Elk Mountain, you've got snow and sleet coming across the road there. Our friends in Salt Lake City also having some rain there. Also up near Ogden, down through Provo, winter weather advisory all the way down Interstate 15, down towards St. George in Utah. Also, snow and sleet coming across the road, I-90 in northern Nevada. Be careful of that. And then also, we've got, of course, numerous winter weather advisories throughout the state of California. And then also, Captain, we've got a winter storm warning in central Nevada tonight. So be careful out there.
Well, we'll start with North Dakota, folks. Bismarck, North Dakota, going west about 100 miles. You've got snow all the way to the Canadian border, north-south. So that takes care of I-94. Coming on down to I-90, Rapid City, coming over into South Dakota, snow all the way across to Minnesota, and then it goes over into Minnesota. Snow comes down into Nebraska, where we have a winter storm warning in the western edge of Nebraska tonight, coming up 76 and over there around North Platte. And then we've got some wind down in Kansas, nothing all to be worried about. But here comes the problem. Minnesota, we've got the snow going across the southern part of the state, about halfway across on I-90, I-94. You'll pick it up there around Minneapolis. It'll be all the way to Duluth. Then we have a winter storm warning starting right about Duluth, goes over into the upper peninsula of Michigan. But coming down on the Wisconsin and Minnesota line, you have a ice storm warning, big-time ice storm. Quarter of an inch to a half an inch of ice before it's all said and done. Goes right across the northern part, which would be all of I-94 in Wisconsin, and goes up into the upper peninsula of Michigan. So you're going to have it up there, ice, and it will be ice. And then moving over to Michigan, you've got some wind there tonight, which is getting ready for the inevitable, which is a storm up above it, the snow, which is starting to creep over into the northern part of the lower peninsula. You've also got rain, southern Illinois, rain, southwest Kentucky. You've got more rain in the western part of southeastern corner of Missouri, and a little bit right there just almost to Memphis, Tennessee. Then you've got some fog over in the mountains of North Carolina. If you're traveling I-40 tonight, coming up there through the gorge, through the canyon, you're going to have fog up through there. Right now, the rain that was up along Lake Ontario and Lake Erie has become wind. You've got wind coming off the lake, which tells me you might get some lake effect snow coming in there, Kyle, because of the way the wind's blowing right now. And, of course, we've got fog right now over in the east coast of Florida all the way up to Brunswick, Georgia, from right about Daytona on I-95, so be careful there. And for you guys going to the guys and gals going to the trucker convoy event there in Washington, D.C., you should have some good weather today and probably most of tomorrow. But all bets are off come Monday, because by then that storm coming across ought to be right on top of them. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
And don't forget the Trucker Sidewing Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Stop on in, become a member of the Drivers Club, and save you some money by getting that fuel card. All right, Kyle, talk to you on Monday.
Sounds good, Captain.
And tell your daughter, welcome home.
I sure will.
All right, there you go. Okay, that's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Now we'll jump on over here to the telephone line, and we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com on the hook here. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
What is going on in Russia? What's Putin doing? Shutting down Facebook, shutting down Twitter? I mean, what the heck? What's he afraid of?
Well, I'll tell you what he's afraid of, because he is he's shutting down media. He's afraid that his own citizens will know what he's doing. And he's virtually lying to his own citizens that he has nothing to do, that Russia has nothing to do with what is going on in Ukraine. Nothing. Now imagine that.
That's stupid.
Well, I mean, that's the way it is. So it's really quite remarkable. There's a BBC story out that this daughter in Ukraine is talking to her mother, who actually lives in Russia, explaining what is happening. And her mother said, no, that's not happening. We're not doing anything like that. And the daughter's sending her pictures and trying to explain all these things, and the mother's not believing any of it. So that's how bad it is in Russia.
Hmm.
Yes.
That is bad. That is really bad, because those people, if they really want to find out, they have to get
they
on the internet.
They can't now. I mean, what are you going to do? They virtually can't do it.
Hmm. Well, we'll have mm-hmm. We'll have to try to figure out a way we can help them out there, but it is what it is, I guess. No, it's a shame that he's doing that, because I do know that, and you know, that he's up to his eyeballs in alligators when it comes to all of the stuff that's going on.
Well, he's been doing it for decades. I mean, obviously what's sure. happening in Ukraine is the worst. But, you know, I mean, let's go back to what he did in Georgia and Grozny. Let's go back to what he did in Syria. I mean... Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll just have to see what happens from here, because I would think, I know the Russian people were in the streets before, so maybe they'll go back out.
He's arrested 8,000 of them.
8,000 of them. Wow. Okay. All right. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we'll see if we can line Jeff out here to say what he needs to say about all this. But in the meantime, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com right after the top of the hour news.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.